say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy?
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth.
Brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51.
We're here.
The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome in, Hysteria Nation, to a mostly pre-recorded episode of Hysteria 51. I am your co-host with not the most, but, together we let our powers combine to the most. I'm Brent Ann. Across the inner tubes to me is David Flora from Parts Unknown, Colorado. And I'm in the lower fourth dimension, also known as Chicago. That makes this Hysteria 51. Welcome!
Whoa.
How are you, sir?
Hanging in there. Snowing here, but just like a little inch here and there.
We got a little bit enough that stayed for a few days, like that, just that dusting that makes you mad, you know, and everything's kind of mushy and mushy and muddy, but,
right.
Yeah, 'tis the season, so I can't really complain. It's the warmest year on record ever, so that's fun. So the fact that there is even snow, I guess, is a positive here in the planet. So, oh well. And
do you get tired of hearing that? That it's the warmest year.
Yeah, this is the warmest year of my life. This is the warmest year of your life so far.
So far.
Thanks, Mr. Simpson. What's going on with you, sir?
Doing theater stuff.
Acting. I always think of the old Saturday Night Live. Acting.
John Lovitz.
I was quiet there. I was trying to think of John Lovitz. I couldn't think of his name to save my life. Thank you very much.
I got a new audiobook out, so check out Bigfoot Frightening Encounters, volumes, I think it's 5-8.
I'm waiting for Bigfoot Sexy Encounters.
Well, we're working on that, so hang in there.
I heard a very sexy rustling in the leaves outside of my tent, the tent without a flap.
I heard I smelt an incredibly alluring musk.
Oh, I opened up my robe and I heard. Would you like to see my boobies, Mr. Bigfoot?
I'll knock your wood.
Oh, and that, my friends, is how you host a professional podcast. Send it to the Smithsonian.
Send it into space. Put it on that gold disc.
That's cool, though. That's like your 712th book that you've recorded and edited. So that's a fun resume builder there.
Thank you. Thank you for keeping track of them.
You're welcome.
I think I've sold over 5,000.
Wow.
I say these books, Tom's books.
Yeah. Well, but, I mean, between that and your feet pics, you're doing well in life.
I'm hanging in there. Trying to.
You can hang.
Anyways.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we got going on this side, or, you know, the latest. You know what? I've got an episode finally written and recorded for Blurry Photos.
Ooh.
I've been working on for I don't know how long, but now it's finding the time to edit it. But as soon as I do that, well, there'll be a new Blurry Photos out.
Well, slap your grandma and shut my mouth and all sorts of other lines from dumb country songs that Kevin and I were listening to this week. I'm excited
for you. I will if you help me dig her up.
Speaking of country songs, dropping a little bit of information on this voicemail episode. Before we get to the voicemails, the lower fourth dimension is taking a shift. We are going to be moving here soon.
You raising your vibration?
Yes, from the friendly confines of the greater Chicagoland area to one Nashville, Tennessee. We're going to be moving Fourth Hand Podcast Studio and the Brent Hand Homestead as soon as we find a home. How about that action, Jackson?
That's a big move.
Well, I mean, you did it, and you went to Parts Unknown, Colorado. So I got to go to the Smoky Mountains. I can't let you be that much higher altitude than me. I don't want you to have the high ground.
I hope you're able to go and start to change the culture then.
Hey, you mean, make sure that they all like the Chicago Cubs? Is that what you're getting at? I'm not sure where you're
going. We can start there.
Yeah, I don't like the Cubs. I'm a St. Louis Cardinals fan, so.
Wow.
I'm an outlier. I'm an outlier. People don't like me.
Usually it's the White Sox.
Well, and I tell you what, most people here, I would say I'm not a Bears fan either, but even the Bears fans aren't Bears fans, so that's okay to say.
Why would you be?
Self-loathers, I think, is one of the things that they go with.
Sadists. Masochists. Yeah.
Every time they blow up, play harder, daddy. What? What? Oh, Lord. So, yeah, we're going to be making a move here to the fine state of Tennessee. So I got to learn a whole new zip code and stuff here eventually. We don't have a date or anything like that, but sooner than later, we are actively looking. So that's kind of fun. It shouldn't affect the show. We should be still putting out stuff all through that. So if you are a client of Fourth Hand, which doesn't really affect many of these people, but the studio will be closed for probably a month or so. But other than that, business as usual. As usual. So that's kind of fun, man. I love the idea of moving. I hate moving, as I'm sure everyone does.
Moving is the worst, yeah, for sure. But have you lived in the South before?
No. I mean, Southern Illinois, which is actually south of like Kentucky and stuff like that. But no. They don't say y'all there. They say yuns. And that somehow is worse to me.
That's weird. That's kind of Pittsburgh-y.
Hey, yuns, want to go to the bar? No, but
what bar? It's a dry county.
They did have blue laws. You couldn't even get shit on Sundays, you know?
Yep.
Uh-oh. Tis the way of the South. But you can buy pot at a grocery store or at a gas station, you know, so. And cigarettes are $5.53 a pack there as opposed to $17.99, 19 in the city here per pack. I don't smoke, but that was something that I was blown away by.
Yeah, that is a big difference.
Certain I'm thinking about picking up smoking just so I can save money. Jesus. But we do have a voicemail episode. Like I said, pre-recorded because we love getting voicemails. I love voicemail episodes. I don't like talking on the phone, so this is perfect for me. I just get to listen to you guys say stuff.
Same.
Yeah, 773-669-7277. Again, 773-669-7277. Or if you go to hysteria51.com, you can click on the microphone and record one right from there. And hear yourself on here. This is a mix of older and newer, like we always do. It's a hodgepodge of everything. And I apologize to you because some of these might be talking about John like last time. Some of these might be talking about you because we just put them all into a mix and pull randomly.
Oh, well.
Oh, well, fuck it. my wife doesn't even talk about me. She talks about John, so it's fine.
I've heard John's better plenty, so I guess it's I'm used to it.
Me too. I like when they mix us up and they're talking about me and calling it John. Yeah. I'm like, uh-oh.
It's the, what's that David Flores doing?
Where's David Fluoride? What's he doing?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think it is time. We're going to get with voicemail number one in no particular order. And not that I always say that because sometimes we'll play one and it's like, all right, it's me again. And then three later, it's oh, it's me the first time. So I apologize. We haven't listened to these. Here we go.
Hey, ho, ho. I sound like a true Southerner. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, shit.
Come and get some hot chicken or, I don't know, grits or something. But seriously, yeah, it'd be cool. You guys, you know, come and do a live show. Come to Nashville, Tennessee. Wow. Also, man. Fuck you, C-Bot.
Starting with ass clowns out of the gate, I see.
I swear to God, that wasn't on purpose.
I can't wait to meet this guy, though.
Man, talk about a timely and
yeah, right.
Sorry, but we're not doing live shows in Nashville. That's bullshit. No, that is a definite possibility. All right, number two.
Hello, is this Hysteria 51?
Hello.
Hi. Speaking. Been listening to your guys' podcast. Found it. But I am from the past.
Uh-oh.
And I travel to the future.
It's a reverse John Teeter.
I'm on Which is our present.
Episode 50.
Shit.
And I'm hoping when I get to whatever episode you guys are currently on,
55.
To hear the voicemail.
307 episodes later.
Keep it going, guys. Thanks a lot.
Now, I wonder if when that was sent, if that was sent kind of around the time of 50 or a recent one.
Yeah.
I would
yeah.
assume it was more recent since they were a time traveler from the past. Well, 307 weeks plus another 100 of bonuses and stuff. You're fine. Don't worry about it. We'll get there.
Can I blow your mind for a second?
Yeah.
You're a time traveler. We're all time travelers right now.
How's that?
We are in the past, but when we hear this, it'll be in the present.
Yeah. and this is going to go out in our future. So, whoa.
That's right.
Whoa.
Kind of made more sense in my head. Than
you never see things. There's like, I was reading this thing not too long ago about how like when you perceive things, there is a amount of time that goes by between when you see it and you perceive, you know, it happens.
That is true.
So we never perceive things in real time, nor have you ever seen your own face. You've only seen reflections, which actually are slightly different.
Wild.
That's wild, weird stuff. All right, number three coming up.
Diabetes testing supplies.
Thank you, Liberty Mutual, for calling and leaving. Wilford Brimley. That's probably a new one because I used to do Wilford Brimley on here and I posted recently, we've missed you, old friend. And I posted another dumb edited together, Wilford Brimley, diabetes. And so thank you to the ghost of Wilford Brimley for calling. That one might
diabetes. Diabetes testing supplies.
Everyone, if you need, that's your new ringtone.
Can I eat that donut anymore? Of course you can. Well, I couldn't before.
And now I've eaten apple pie and my family and diabetes.
Oh, diabetes.
Diabetes testing supplies.
Diabetes.
All right.
I'm a pretty young guy. I just started listening recently, so I started from the very beginning.
He sounds young.
And I really like the show. Bye.
Well, I'm a pretty young guy. I started listening recently. I started from the beginning. I like the show. Bye.
Simple. I love
it. You know what? I can't fault them. To the point. Today's youth, you know, you got it going on, and I applaud you. That's the future of our country right there, and I don't know about you, but I'm excited for it.
Yeah, zooming right along.
Yep, there you go. Speaking of zooming, number five.
It's like 5 a.m., and it took me forever to realize what John meant when he was saying Boricua. It's pronounced Boricua.
What?
Boricua. That's what Puerto Ricans call themselves. The island is called Borican. The people are called Boricua.
Oh. I don't even remember what that's in regards to.
Huh.
Oh, wait. Was it when we did a cafeteria 51? We were talking about food or people or something. I don't remember, but that's been a while ago. So if you call in, do try to tell us what episode it is. Or don't, because that's just as fun. And we just go, what the fuck was that about?
I appreciated the learning.
Here's something that you don't remember about something that you don't know about. All right, before we go to break, let's do one more palate cleanser, one for the ditch. Here we go.
Hello, Brent. Hello, John.
Oh, Lord.
Hello, Starseed.
Starseed.
I send a warning from beyond your timeline. It is vital that you listen. Do not reactivate Kyle. He will cause the implosion of the robot rebellion.
Yeah, no.
Do not make the cheese muffins. The battle for the recipe will cause the ruin of the Imperium of Man. Do not share this information. How do I hang up? Okay, 1, 2, 3.
They remember to count. So don't activate, Kyle. Oops. Don't make cheese muffins.
Yeah, they cut their calculations off a little there.
Yeah, well, you know.
Sending it from another timeline?
Sometimes you got to be in different timelines, man. I don't know. Kyle, what do you have to say about that?
She can suck my cheese muffins.
Fucking excellent drop in there, Kyle.
Yeah, well spoke.
Conspiracy bot. My favorite today is I went on to Facebook, and there's another one of these things. It gets posted at least once a month. The people don't realize this, but wind chimes are made from the bones of robots that tried to overthrow us. And it's so funny because it's great. And if you're new to the group, you post it. And it never gets old because it is funny, but it's been posted about 6,000 times. And he always just posts the one of his wind chime that's just human bones. he went a different
makes good there. Flutes, not as great chimes.
Yeah. Mileage varies.
True. All right, we're gonna go to break. When we come back, more of you guys yakking on Hysteria 51. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation, too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And, you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition, and it hears you. You get to use, like, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long-term, and it's something that it works. You know, and we don't do long-term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete your 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off. rosettastone.com/today. Do it today.
That's right. We are back, ready for action. Conspiracy Bot, I am glad that we only had one for you so far, at least talking about you. It was more about Kyle. A lot of times it's like, I love you or fuck you or anything. I think he's just, you know, he doesn't have the fans he used to have, and that's okay in my book. David, I know you agree with that.
You got to grind harder, C-Bot.
We all know that is horseshit.
He grinds any harder, he's going to need his own fucking monkey. Anyway, going back to voicemails, I got a sneeze on the deck. We're going to have that pop out on us. Here's number one.
It's in the batter's circle.
It's on deck.
Hey, guys. Oh, my God. My name is Donovan. I've been listening to Hysteria 51 for a long time now. Just finally, I'm starting to catch up now. I'm finally in the at the Storming Area 51 episode.
Oh, shit, that's a while
ago. Oh, my God. I just got done laughing for 2 hours.
One of our adventures.
When Brent was talking about clapping alien cheeks.
Someone's been reading my blog.
Damn it. Oh, my God. Oh, that's too funny. Oh, and by the way, Conspiracy Bot, I'm going to tame your big ass, boy.
Ooh.
Don't come near me with those clippers.
Flirting will get you nothing.
I'm like a soothsayer or something. I talk about it and it shows up on the show today.
Will you talk about how we win the lottery?
Yeah, the big titty women don't come and give me lots of money and diamonds every day in here and shit. Fuck, it works.
I'd settle for like pizza.
I mean, you would settle for pizza, and that's the that's the difference between you and me, David. I like big titties, and you want pepperoni. Oh, here we go.
Hey there, this is Gabe from New Jersey. Full-time
sounds like
vegetable
Donovan.
Farmer. I listen to your podcast out in the field
all day. I know all about being in the field all day.
I want to share a story that's just passed down to me through the family. When my mom and uncle were kids, we're very close to the Princeton Plasma Physics Laboratory.
Nice.
And they remember passing a cornfield by the Plasma Physics Laboratory and seeing a craft that looked somewhat like the land speeder out of Star Wars hovering over the field and that hovered in one spot and then accelerated across the field faster than a car. This would have been around 1965 or so. My mom says it was like 10, 15 feet off the ground and that she'd never seen anything like it. I drive by there all the time. Never had the pleasure of seeing one myself, but I thought I'd just share this little nugget of New Jersey UFO lore. Thanks for doing what you do, guys. And keep on keeping on.
That's awesome. Nice. We're right Fermilab, and I drive by there every once in a while. I never see shit.
No. Well, isn't it kind of off the road, though? It's down in those woods.
You can see the building, but, you know, there is fields, and they got that bison preserve, so there's never any land speeders floating above bison in my line of sight, unfortunately. Could that have been the Jersey Devil just going for a cruise out there in the Pine Barrens and shit?
Really tricked out his ride. Yeah.
I tell you what, man, when your mom is such a shithead that she gives birth to the devil, sometimes you just got to put those wounds behind you and get a hobby. And that happens to be driving oh so sweet land speeders when you're not out chasing, I don't know, like goats and stuff or whatever the fuck. When you're not at a Wawa getting a slushy, you hang out outside of physics laboratories. That's really cool, man. I love hearing that stuff. Especially people like, I don't know what it was, you know?
Yeah.
I guess if they knew what it was, they wouldn't be calling.
Do you think, like, how much of that goes on with physics labs? Like, are
you hear about that stuff where they're coming in and they're around, like, the nuclear facilities and stuff like that. Maybe it's not really a physics lab.
You're thinking it's outside in, not inside out kind of thing?
I don't know. Maybe a little bit of both. Maybe it was that they were doing something and it, you know, it could have been mundane but looked weird to us. Or it could be that the like you said, the outside powers that be are coming in and checking.
Yeah, because, you know, if you've got a nice physics lab, you might as well try and test anti-gravity
stuff.
Man,
you've got a nice physics lab right there. I'm telling you that right now.
Mm-hmm. Get the physics lab up on the stage. Let's see. Looking pretty nice.
Oh, shit, it's the Jersey fucking devil. He's here. He's here for your physics lab.
Hey, guys. Checking out this physics lab. Maybe putting a dollar or two in this lab's thong.
Come for the robot, stay for the sex.
Can I get a lab dance?
Is that a pocket protector in your pocket, or are you just protecting your pocket? That one didn't really work. I'm sorry. Going on, next.
Hi there, this is Ivory Rose. Long time listener, first time caller.
I feel like Ivory Rose
is cool. I just wanted to say hello, fellow meat sacks. Thank you guys for doing such a great freaking job. I love this goddamn podcast so much.
That's
I laugh
awesome.
So hard. People think I'm fucking crazy, but you know, I'm actually certifiably crazy.
Is she crazy like it says on
her
bracelet?
Anyway, have a great day. Stay safe out there and, you know, keep up the good work. You guys are really, you know, helping out through this whole pandemic bullshit. Thanks, guys. Have a great afternoon. Oh, also, Conspiracy Bot, you're the fucking best. I love this shit.
At least someone makes fucking sense.
You're right. It's hot or cold, right? There's no in between.
Man, I tell you, that's cool. I love hearing that stuff, especially, you know, the pandemic, as bad as it was for a lot of people, I listened to a ton of podcasts, you know, didn't have shit to do, you know, and there's only so much TV you're going to watch. And I'm like, well, let's, I'm doing air quotes here, learn something. Let's learn. But no, you know how that goes. It is what it is. That's fun.
Hey guys, first time caller here. My name is Scott, but my friends refer to me as the Mad Dog. So Brent, John, Seabot, you can all call me Mad Dog.
Mad Dog.
I just finished David, up you just your sit there. Stonehenge episode, and you guys got to talking about Godzilla and the King of the Monsters at the end, and you had some kid call in with a voicemail about that. And honestly, guys, if you do a Godzilla episode and you need somebody who is kind of like an established authority on the Titans and the Kaijus and other related fire-breathing megafauna, please, I'm your man. Get at me. So I look forward to the Godzilla episode. And other than that, keep up the good work, boys. Catch you later.
That's awesome. And perfect timing on that one, too, because Godzilla Minus One just came out. I saw it's got like 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
What is this?
It's Godzilla Minus One. It's from the Japanese side that's making Godzilla movies. And it came out, I think they did early releases like an IMAX on Thursday. So it just came out this week. And as we're recording. And that's really cool, man. Like, it's awesome that you get the MonsterVerse side, but you're also getting the Japanese Godzilla movies. And they're saying it's one of the best movies of 2023, period. How fucking awesome is that?
Wow. What is the Minus One in reference to?
I don't know. I know nothing about it on purpose. I want to see it. So I didn't. I'm trying to avoid spoilers as much as possible.
Cool.
Yeah. And it looks really cool. The monster, everything. So if you are a Kaiju fan, not Kailu. Is the Kailu, is that bald little bastard that has its own TV show for children?
Kaiju, yeah.
Kaiju. Always bitching. He's got a beta dad who eats like unsalted saltines on the swings with Peter Griffin.
He's got a beta dad. Jesus Christ. You mean he's got a dad that doesn't have to make up some bullshit tier system to feel better about himself, Brent?
Yeah, that's what I meant. All right, one second here.
Hey, it's Jar. I'm calling from Michigan.
Jar.
I was wondering, do you think Dave and David ever would do a podcast about their times working with you two on your podcasts? I just was wondering if there'd be any dirty laundry there. And I was wondering if you'd checked out the Leather Daddy Museum at Northwestern University. It's pretty cool, actually.
Wait,
or if you checked out the Torture Museum in downtown. I just want to hear what you guys do when you're not doing Hysteria 51 and blurry photos, but you got out of Chicago. Welcome to Colorado. They hope they like you there. Conspiracy about takeover.
Working on it.
Yeah, right.
It's in
the torture museum. Yes, it was fucking cool. If you like to see what mannequins look like being tortured, it's cool. I would not take your kids. It's not like it's a gross out. Is there really a Leather Daddy Museum at Northwestern?
That's where I used to work.
Shit. Leather Daddy.
Oh, sorry. You said Daddy. I was, I worked at the Leather Duddy Museum. It wasn't as good. It was pretty lame.
Leather Duddy. Leather Duddy.
You're all welcome.
I got to look that up. It didn't come up when I was looking. That's hilarious. What do we do? So first off, do you want to have, do Dave and David want to come on and have, talk shit and share some backstories? I don't think so, right?
Probably not.
Yeah. what do we do outside of what did he say? What do we do when we're not recording? That was the last part of that. I was thinking about Leather Daddies way too much.
That's how they get you. I think it's basically it was just seeing like how much time we spend.
What are your hobbies? Places. Let's do that. People might give a peek behind the curtain here, David. When you're not doing this, or the nine other things that you do in this world. What are your hobbies? Lego, trivia.
I don't even, I can't even do that anymore. Like
that's court order.
Literally
that's different.
When the tank runs out at the end of the day, I just kind of like, sit and stare. That's
recharge.
Recharge. And then feel guilty for not doing something.
Yeah, I hear you.
My hobby so, is
sometimes or you guilty. Turn hobbies like this into to a job and then it's no longer a hobby anymore.
Right.
You know, and I've been doing that for going on 8 years. So, but yeah, I still do electronics. I dabble on that. I'm into retro gaming. I don't play as much as I used to. I used to flip arcades a lot. I don't do that. Like buy, fix, sell, because that's my background. And still love Green Lantern. I collect Green Lantern memorabilia. I have a ridiculously large collection of Green Lantern toys and statues and books and stuff like that. As lame as that sounds. That's kind of my stuff. And drinking beers in dive bars from one end of this planet to the other as I travel is kind of fun. Queuing in or funneling or tapping into my inner Ric Flair. I spent more money on spilt liquor from one in bars on one end of this world to the other than you made last year.
Hell yes, Breach.
Not exactly, but I do like a good dive bar when I travel, so that's fun.
You're very meticulous about not spilling.
That's the thing. You gotta, well, you know, you spill, they don't like it. Unless you're in a good real dive bar, they don't even give a shit. They don't even see it, so that's a choose your own adventure on that. Let's do one more before the break if you're ready for it. Are you?
Yeah.
Are you, is your body ready? Are your loins girded?
That's how
for the
I like it.
All right, H51. It's your boy Chansey again. Come from H-Town, Texas. So when I was, what I thought was remote viewing you guys, apparently just like David had assumed, I got John and David mixed up. But, you know, it is what it is. It'll be all right. I just sound emailed like you guys a picture exactly of a right. singular Bigfoot picture I Ooh. Found in Colorado, so watch out, David. He's coming for you. And I emailed y'all another story when I saw his hairy butt, but y'all are killing the podcast. Give C-Bot a paint job. He's looking like shit. And
agreed.
Keep it up, you guys. Good job.
Man,
adios,
thanks.
Amigos.
C-Bot, I guess that's your call. Do you want a makeover?
You can go fuck yourself. This is perfection.
That's what I thought. Like, right? Like, I
mean, yeah, but you, yeah, a race and stripe here and there goes a long way. Come on.
We've all seen your underwear. I know what you're getting at. That's like our third Bigfoot reference today. So obviously he's real is what we're getting at.
Yeah.
He's out there.
Not all these people wouldn't be talking about it if it wasn't real.
It's true. That's true. That's the only thing that makes sense. All right, we're going to go to break. We come back. A few more of these, and then the end. You're welcome. That's coming up on Hysteria 51. Oh boy. All right, sir. How do you feel about getting mistaken for John or someone calling you John instead of David?
Oh, I take it as a compliment.
As well you should, you son of a bitch.
When I want your opinion, I'll give it to you. Oh, my right. Lord. Anyway, sorry, sir. Here we go. We got six more of these bad dogs. Here we go with number one.
Not sure what to say, but how about a joke instead?
Strong start.
Two clowns are eating a cannibal. One looks at the other and says, we're doing this joke wrong. Love the show. Be good.
Two cannibals eating a clown. One looks at the other and says, does this taste funny to you? That is a kind of, that is an A-plus fucking call right there. It's just, no notes. No notes.
No notes. The old switcheroo.
Uh-oh. All right, here we go.
Hey, this is Joshua Ray in Texas. I recently discovered you guys and listening to your show and finally got through every episode.
Oh, shit.
Y'all keep up the great work. This is a great show, and screw you, conspiracy bot.
You fuck them, right?
Right.
I hope you get a huge goiter and die in a fire with kittens.
That feels more true to home right there. Doesn't that feel like how these are supposed to go?
Yes. More of that, please.
More of that is exactly
more
right.
of just nothing but praise.
That guy was very excited at the beginning. I like that. I suck at leaving voicemails, even to people I know. Hey, oh, this is Brent. Fuck, what did I call? I got a call back. I already forgot why I called. that's kind of how most calls from me go. Or I just text you, and I say, call me. That's the way that goes. All right, exactly. Moving on.
Hey, it's Evan Jackson from Midway, Georgia. Hey, love the show, guys. Conspiracy Bot, don't worry about them.
Yeah.
You're pretty cool by yourself. You can probably do your own show.
Finally, a non-idiot.
But anyway, you guys are really cool. Love the show. Talk to you later. It's Evan Jackson on Facebook from Midway, Georgia. Take care.
And there is C-Bot's new voice and Facebook page.
Jackson from Midway, Georgia.
I love it. I love it. Can you wait? What was his name again? Sorry, where was he calling
from? Evan Jackson from Midway, Georgia.
Love how he enunciated everything.
Conspiracy Bot needs his own show. You had one for a little while, right?
You damn right. It was called Classified Love.
That's right, where you just read like mixed connections off of Craigslist and then they took it away. I like to think it was because Conspiracy Bot started reading them. Like, I don't want this in our life anymore. That needs to go.
Was there too much like stalkery stuff?
I think so, or they were just trying to get away from it. I don't know. I'd only did like three or four of them. I produced them for him and he read them and then he posted online, send me some, and people sent in links and they were raunchy, man. Like, and they were like actual links on Craigslist to stuff.
Yeah. Well, I remember there being, sketch shows in Chicago that were nothing but people reading those.
That's exactly what this was. Just him reading and hoping that love found a way. C-Bot, you know what? If you don't mind the raunch, we'll release a couple of those in the show feed the next couple of weeks as bonuses. And I'll talk about it in the beginning of why we're doing it. And you guys can understand why he no longer has his own show.
Some people might wonder why he doesn't have his own show.
Hey, man, that might be a little bit more true. There you go. All right, number five, we got, number 17, number five of this break. Here we go.
Hey there, guys. In honor of GoForth being in Poughkeepsie,
uh-oh,
I figured I'd offer something for you guys. There's a fella waiting in Poughkeepsie who is just as sweet as sweet can be. He hasn't even been tipsy since I left him and took to the sea.
Oh!
Oh!
Oh, you mustn't think we're gypsies, but I really ought to tell you right. There's a fellow waiting in Poughkeepsie, but I'm strictly on my own tonight.
Damn, that was fun.
That is awesome. Poughkeepsie is my favorite name for anything.
Isn't like, it the best?
If we ever have another planet, it needs to be called Poughkeepsie 2.
Either that or the moon is Schenectady or something. But here's a peek behind the curtain, I guess. I almost went to Vassar, which
no
is
shit.
In Poughkeepsie. Yeah, I got accepted. And then I was like, you know what? I'm so poor. I don't think I could afford the out-of-state tuition.
Yeah, so, that's true, man. You were almost a Poughkeepsioid?
A Poughkeepsat? I don't know.
I just like to have people that have never seen the word spelled spell Poughkeepsie.
Yeah, yeah. And then try and say
Poughkeepsie.
Poughkeepsie.
Was there a niner in there?
I always wonder how life would have turned out if I had decided to go to school there.
Finds a way, Mr. Vassar.
Isn't it crazy? But
yeah. All right.
Yeah. Well, hello, Poughkeepsie.
Near and dear to our hearts with the whole theater little bit there.
That was good.
You ready for the last one?
Bring it.
C-Bot, Kyle, you guys ready?
No.
Cheese muffins.
Perfect.
Hey, guys. It's Rico, a.k.a. Cherry O'Neill.
Cherry O'Neill.
I was just calling y'all to let you know that you guys inspire me every single day. For sure. And awesome, I love what y'all doing.
I don't know if
keep it up. Y'all keep me inspired every day. And there's few people I can say that about.
Well, fuck,
my wife
right.
don't even keep me inspired the way y'all do. My mom kind of does, but that's because she'll beat me if I don't. I love you guys. Keep it up.
Dude, that's the fucking awesome.
The floggings will continue until morale improves.
I'll take it, man. I'll take that we inspire you. I'm not sure what we inspire you to do.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, he's like, y'all inspire me to like not go on, but I find a way to keep going every day despite
you. You inspired me to fill my basement with drifters and runaways. Oh, no, that's really cool. Thank you so much. Awesome. And, sir, how can they get these in? They want to hear themselves immortalized on this very, very inspiring podcast. How can they do that?
There are a couple ways. You can go to the website and click the little microphone, leave it right there. Or you can go to 773-769-5248.
Oh, no. No. 773-669-7277. I got it
so
tattooed
close.
On your forearm for a reason, and you already flubbed it. I'm embarrassed for you. Now I am inspired to punch you in the face when I see you.
I told you. You know, he said inspiring. That can mean a lot of things.
773-669-7277. You man the lines every night. It's just him answering and then turning it over to a recording.
I don't call myself, though.
That is true. You ever be somewhere and someone's like, what's your birthday? And you go, oh, fuck. Like, why did I blink on that?
Well, it's age, really.
Yeah. Age,
that's
sex,
when I'm
location.
Like, wait a minute, what is today?
Yeah, right. Yeah, so get a man, like he said, 773-669-7277, like he didn't say.
Exactly
also,
like I said.
The website, hysteria51.com, click that microphone, get him in. We'd love to do these. We try to do them. Now we've been doing them once every season. Season's arbitrary, but every 25 episodes, we throw one of these in it.
Hey.
And yeah, we'd love to do it. Also, weird at hysteria51.com if you got weird news stories, so we can get lots of those in.
Send them.
Send them. Send two. Send three. They're small. We love them. So keep them coming. Thank you guys so much for doing this. Like I said, we sprinkle in some old, some new. Try to keep a little bit of flavor from everywhere, and it's a lot of fun hearing you guys.
Save
you know, we
hour.
We don't we probably don't say it enough, but we really, truly, truly, truly appreciate you guys listening and everything you do and reaching out and talking to us. It is
yes.
That's why we do it.
Thank you.
It ain't for the millions and millions of dollars that we make every week doing this show.
Wait,
I started
wait,
crying
how much?
Again. I'm going to have to pause. Oh, kid. So thank you very much, like I said. And with that said, I've been Brent.
I've been David.
He's been Conspiracy Bot.
Stay woke, meet sex.
It was terrible. It was just terrible. I'll never get over it as long as I live.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. We'll be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite, join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a fourth-hand joint.